You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Daily Freeman is reporting two area ski resorts will open this week for the 2017-18 winter season. Hunter Mountain is scheduled to open Tuesday, November 21st, while Bel Air Mountain in High Mount is scheduled to open Friday, November 24th. As a result of the cold temperatures last weekend, Hunter Mountain's snowmaking and operations crews were able to use snow guns over a 48-hour period, covering the main line. Based on current conditions, guests can expect top-to-bottom skiing and riding on Hellgate, Broadway, Kennedy, and Fifth Avenue. The runs will be serviced by the Catskill Flyer six-person chairlift. Bel Air Mountain crews were also able to put down a base layer on the Onteora and Iroquois trails. Snowmaking will continue as conditions allow. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Ben Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat. Columbia County Emergency Management reported Monday, November 20th, the embankment off Bridge Street in Greenport near the Sons and Daughters of Italy has now been stabilized. States of emergency were declared in Greenport, Stockport, and Stottsville Thursday after a portion of the hillside slid into Clavruck Creek. The contractor will continue to work under the supervision and guidance of the Army Corps of Engineers and the State Department of Environmental Conservation during the coming days. An emergency channel to prevent water from backing up and additional work at Sons and Daughters of Italy to fully stabilize the soil is needed. The current state of emergency has been extended to Friday, November 24th. Read the full story at 985thecat.iheart.com. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential Michael Powers was re-elected president of the State Corrections Officers Union last week. Powers maintains his leadership role as the union continues to negotiate a new contract with the state. A tentative agreement that included 2% raises from 2016 through 2020, additional compensation for dangerous work, and changes to the disciplinary process for prison employees was rejected by the members last winter. In an interview, Powers said members' concerns with the previous contract offer focused on health insurance and disciplinary provisions. Quote, "We sent the contract proposal back to the members and they responded with resounding numbers, telling the state that was inadequate," Powers said. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. And Madison Isler is reporting in the Times Union, Northeast Music, Inc. has announced it is closing its store located at 885 New Loudon Road in Latham and shifting to online sales only. Quote, "Retail has really slowed up," John Butto, the company's president, said. Quote, "We've lost a lot of in-store sales. Everyone's going online," end quote. The 39-year-old company sells new and used instruments, songbooks, and supplies, and offers repair and maintenance services. Some of its biggest clients are schools. The store will close at the end of December, but the company will continue to sell instruments and other products online through the website Reverb. Butto founded the company in 1978. Read the full story in the Times Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.